This track's called Mesmerize.
A live version of Mesmerized, Temples playing live for us today from London on the World Cafe. That's one from the debut album Sun Structures. Definitely in a category of one of the best albums of the new year, and certainly in the debut category. And we're getting a chance to talk with James Bagshaw and Thomas Wormsley. Welcome, guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
How's it going? You're right.
Really good. I love the depth and the sound of Sun Structures, the album. I was a little nervous about what you guys would sound like live. Have you been working a lot on getting the live show together?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, we're a stickler for detail. We've been learning a lot since touring, and, you know, we've only been together just over a year. We kind of learned from the studio what we could try and recreate live, and then we realised there's no point trying to recreate what you do on record. Basically, you need to just kind of push yourself even further, really.
Thomas, how did you and James end up? Did you know each other for a long time, having lived there?
Yeah, we've been friends for many years, and we've both been in bands growing up. All of us in the band have as well, and I just think we're at a point now where we kind of want to be.
Yeah. We're talking with Temples about the tunes on Sun Structures, their debut album, and I was wondering if you guys could do Keep in the Dark. Live version of Keep in the Dark from our guest today, Temples, who are playing live for us from London. Sun Structures is their new album, and we're talking with James Bagshaw and Thomas Wormsley about this wonderful debut album. All right, as a huge Birds fan from way back, I would posit that it's not just the 12-string that makes you guys sound birdsy, but maybe some of the production ideas. Are you guys, you mentioned Tony Visconti, are you guys really into the production end of things?
Yeah, massively.
Yeah, I think as much as songwriting, I think the sound of records and the kind of influence that has on what the music can conjure up is something that's really important to us. Yeah, and the Birds records, I think there are bands that manage to do that, that there's just some kind of, you know, mystery ingredient to their sound, which I can't really describe, I suppose.